with this in mind, what I want to do this evening is I want to present three facts for you that are strongly evidenced and are granted by a large majority, if not virtually every scholar who studies the subject, even the rather skeptical ones. Fact number one is Jesus' death by crucifixion. That Jesus was crucified and died through the process is granted by virtually 100% of all scholars who study the subject today. His crucifixion, his death by crucifixion, is attested not only in Christian sources, but in non-Christian sources as well. Now, crucifixion and the tortures that preceded it was an unspeakably cruel process. Many of us have watched Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion, and we've witnessed the brutal process of scourging used by the Romans in antiquity. Now, this is also described in other ancient writings. For example, Josephus reports of a man who was filleted to the bone with whips. In a second century document called the Martyrdom of Polycarp, he mentions how the Roman whip could expose both veins and arteries. Now, the Jewish authorities had a law, and it was that when scourging a person, you could not give them more than 39 lashes. But the Romans had no such law. They could scourge a person with as many lashes as they wanted. In fact, they could scourge a person to death. Now, once this brutal process, this torture was done, then the victim was forced to carry a crossbeam out, and he was led outside the city gates. When he was then, they took nails and they impaled him to a cross or to a tree. And then the victim was left there, exposed to the elements and to scavengers such as birds, dogs, and annoying insects. It was a horrible, humiliating, and painful death. In fact, the word excruciating comes out of the cross. In the first century, there was an author named Seneca, and he described a person on the cross as appearing sickly, deformed, and swollen with ugly welts on shoulders and chest. Likewise, Josephus in the first century referred to crucifixion as the most wretched of deaths. Now, in light of this process, the majority of the medical community today has come with a near unanimous decision that Jesus died as a result of being crucified. Now, scholars, or I should say medical professionals, differ on the actual cause of crucifixion. Nevertheless, they are still very much convinced that Jesus certainly died as a result. So, let's sum up our evidence for Jesus' death by crucifixion. First, it's multiply attested by even non-Christian sources. Second, our understanding of crucifixion and the tortures that preceded it militate against a person surviving the cross. And third is we look and we find that there's the universal professional medical opinion that Jesus died as a result. So we can see that the evidence, both historical and medical, indicates that Jesus was crucified and that this process killed him.